Because I kill time as I remove immediately, right? To Francois Corvo from physics. And Francois, if you could talk about your stuff.
Yes, thank you. Okay, particle physics in 3 minutes. Let's see if we can make it. So I start with an example taken from daily life. This is the corner of University Street and Sherbrooke Street at McGill, something that was observed. We have two cars coming, a big one with a rack on the roof, and another one, a smaller one, a convertible. So guess what happens? They collide. So what you get after the fact is two cars still, a rack on the side, and then you have marks on the ground. So that's the information you've got. So the police comes in, takes everything in, and deduces what happened under which conditions. So you see, everybody should get a ticket from that. So now, to do this kind of detective work, you could have, like here, one event, one collisions, but let's suppose you have 100 million collisions, and then you have some of them which will be head-on, some of them will be glancing collisions, you have a whole set of them, and then you can collect all kinds of parts or particles distributed around. So you could, from that, understand all the details of the interaction, and you can try to reconstruct the original objects from their constituents. So particle physics do collisions of particles. So these are two of them. First type of collisions, you have an electron and an electron. So these are small particles. You do precision measurements from that. It was done at CERN. And what you get out of it is a standard model of particles interaction. So you see all the forces to the left, the strong, the weak, the electromagnetic, and gravity. On the right, you have all the constituents of matter, the quarks and leptons, six of each. And in between, you have the carrier of the forces. Next type of accelerator that you have is electron-proton collision. So the electron is still small, the proton is big, so you can use the electron to probe the content of the proton and study strong interactions. So the proton will look like that. It's like a big sphere at 10 to the minus 18, minus 15 for the proton, but you go down to 1,000 times more precise inside. You have valence quarks, all the dots here, and the gluons are seen as the springs between all that. They hold the proton together. Last type of accelerator is proton-proton. Now you have two big masses, a lot of energy available, so you have a very high discovery potential. We hope to discover the Higgs that explains all the masses that we observe up to now, and dark matter. So this is a picture of the ATLAS detector, one of the two big detectors at CERN. So as you see, it's big. You have a person right in the middle down there, gives you the scale. This is before the completion of the detector. Now you cannot see anything because it's completely full. And actually in November it became very exciting because we got the first events and we'll continue on this year. So as a conclusion, I wanted to tell you that cosmology, astrophysics, and particle physics are very much linked together. You cannot separate them. And actually Steven Weinberg here wrote a book about the origin of the universe and the first 3 minutes of the universe. So in the past 3 minutes of the universe, I try to give you a glimpse of what we do. Thank you.